Do you eat, sleep, and breathe golf? Do you love to explore? And most importantly, do you just want to have some fun? Well, then welcome to Talking Golf Getaways with Mitch and Darren. Now here's the guy with all the questions, Mitch Lawrence, and the guy with all the answers, Darren Bunch.
Hello and welcome once again to Talking Golf Getaways with Mitch and Darren. Thanks for finding us wherever you consume podcasts, iTunes, Audioboom, Stitcher, and of course, as always, on the Golf News Net platform at the fabulous golfnewsnet.com. I'm Mitch Lawrence in Myrtle Beach, the seaside golf capital of the world. He is Darren Bunch in Bakersfield, California, home to the monumentally now iconic Rio Bravo Country Club. You can find us on the social medias, Darren at Getaways Golf on Twitter and at Golf Getaways on Instagram, me at Mitch Lawrence, L-A-U-R-A-N-C-E, literally everywhere else in the universe. Today, Darren, an exciting one for us. We've had some great talks recently, just you and I, just kind of an intimate little conversation about some of the biggest places on the planet. Today, we're going to head down to Florida, Bowling Green, Florida, outside of Orlando, about an hour and 22 minutes to be exact, to talk about our trip to Streamsong.
Yeah, it was our second trip back to Streamsong, and we got to play the Black, and we got to see a lot more of what they've done, and it was already one of our favorite golf hotels anywhere known to man, and we're going to talk about that some. We're going to talk about the Black. We're going to talk about food. We're going to give people five things we love about Streamsong, and within those five things, we're probably going to talk about 50 things.
Well, the five is just like a tease.
That's right.
And then the rest of it is just going to flow, as we know. Of course, before we get started, we couldn't do this without our new sponsor. Time to get a little intimate. Yes, I said it. And talk about our unmentionables. Darren?
I told you not to mention that.
What are we doing? Airplane? Are we just going to quote lines from Airplane now? Sure.
Why not?
Surely you weren't serious.
Don't call me Shirley.
All right. Anytime we get an homage to Airplane that early in a show, I'm happy. Two under. Obviously, if you listen to the show, you've heard us talk about it. Comfort, enjoyment, fit, revolutionary design based on something really important to Darren and I, athletic performance. But of course, great for everyday wear as well. We can attest because we are now just sitting talking and we're both in our two unders. At least I assume you are, Darren. You're in Bakersfield, so anything goes. Numerous styles, designs, I mean, really amazing designs, plus personal, important. If I had a drum roll, I'd do it now. Asset management, utilizing two unders, patented Joey Pouch.
And we all know how important the Joey Pouch can be. As we've been saying for some time now, we simply can't live without two under. And you don't have to either. How's that for a transition?
What a beautiful thing.
Use the promo code GNN20 to get 20% off, just like I did on my most recent purchase.
And we said before, and we both mean it, we did get a couple of promo pairs, but we have both kept going and actually paid for our own two unders, which tells you something. Not that they're not generous. I don't mean to say that, but we love them so much that we figured they'd get angry if we just kept asking. Darren and I both wanted to say, just send us 50 pairs and be done with it.
I'm actually buying 50 pairs. I'm buying so many pairs of two under that I'm going to fill an entire room of my house. And then you just like walk in there into a room full of underwear.
So you just say, you just call it the two under lounge.
That's right.
That's pretty much it.
That's a good way to do it.
All right. Go to two under. That's the number two. And then UNDR.com. For more info, you can check out the incredible styles, which now, I might add, also includes ridiculously comfortable loungewear. And there you go, the 2-under lounge. How perfect, Darren. And as Darren said, use the promo code GNN20 to get 20% off on your order. Do it now. That's an order for me and Darren. You can thank us later. All right, let us get to another one of our favorite spots on the planet, that, of course, Streamsong. We've talked about this before, but given that we have fantastic separate places, each on the coast, well, Streamsong's not exactly on the coast, but different parts of the country, some people call it Bandon of the South. I think it stands on its own. They're both separate, but now really, really close to being equal. Streamsong it's its own animal. It's got 54 holes of championship golf, plus the gauntlet, which is a great little putting, I say little, big putting green, huge putting green.
Monster putting green.
It's got the roundabout short course of sorts, a little bit different, but you can get out there and just kind of knock some short irons around and get ready for your round or play afterwards. It still feels more like a resort than a destination club. And Darren mentioned it. We'd been to Streamsong before. We went on a follow-up visit fairly recently, and we got to check out the new black course. And it has taken Streamsong to a new level. We'll talk a lot about that. And I will start off. There's five things, pretty much, that we love about this ultimate Florida destination. I'm going to start, Darren. A lot of people would just skip to the golf, but we're going to do this a little differently because the first thing you see when you drive up to Streamsong after, like I said, about an hour and 15, 20 minute drive, hour and a half, depending on how fast you go, and then you hit a road that you turn off and you still feel like you were just in central flat Florida. Then you drive up this road and you come around a turn and the first thing that you see is the lodge. And I can remember back, and I know you can too, to the first time that I saw the lodge and I was blown away by it. Not because I went, wow, this is gorgeous, but because on first glance, it is so kind of out of place in terms of expectation at any golf resort or destination you've been to. It's really, once you get into it and experience the lodge, a completely different cat. It's totally different in terms of its styling. And because Streamsong isn't exactly touristy, in a very touristy part of a tourist-driven state of Florida, this place will indeed blow you away. I'll give you a little background. Darren, you can jump in. I've done a little bit more research. I had done a bunch when we first went, and then again.
One thing I was going to say before you jump into talking about Alberto Afonso, mm-hmm. Is that view of the lodge, not only just when you drive in, but when you're out playing the various golf courses, you get these glimpses of the lodge sitting out kind of on its own, and it feels like a factory out there or mm-hmm. something like that. You know, I call it modern industrialism. And it's just such a striking building that's kind of unlike anything you find. Really, I can't think of any place in the world I've been where there's something that is, you know, that blows you away that much visually when you see it, not only up close, but from far away.
Well, I totally agree, obviously. And this is as I was kind of digging into Alberto Afonso, the architect and part of the lead architect, let's call him that, because there were others involved in his incredible team. He's Cuban born originally. They've got offices worldwide. But the architectural vision in terms of the lodge, and this is what I think both of us found so fascinating. You called it modern industrialism, but it is when you dig into it and you spend a little time there and you see what he's done, it is completely based on the geography of where it sits and also on the prehistoric roots of this part of Florida. It's called Bone Valley. 15 million years ago, which means nothing to any of us. But 15 million years ago, this was completely underwater, this entire part of Florida. And what happened was all this animal underwater life died and became sediments and then turned into a phosphate area. It's why there's so much phosphate in that particular part of Florida, which was used to mine, especially in the 19th century and further. And the mining is what has led to the totally unique topography in this part of Florida. These dunes, which you have to experience, you can't really talk about them, they're huge. But in digging out the phosphate over the course of many years, they would take that and dump it on the sides, and those became the dunes. The great thing about phosphate, it is a natural fertilizer, so these dunes are now covered with incredible flowers and grasses and all kinds of things that make them look like they have been there forever. And they've given this kind of almost otherworldly quality to the entire Streamsong area. So the lodge sits amidst those dunes. And when Alberto Alfonso, who's also a painter and just an incredible visual mind, puts all of it together, it includes not just the design of a lodge and hotel rooms and restaurants, the way you think of it, but he brings in all of this, the prehistoric history, the geography, wood, water, tiling, all kinds of totally natural feel to it. And when you put them all together, it is incredibly well thought out. I was blown away, Darren. There was, I don't think you know this, but in reading about it, there's a pattern of numbers that exists in nature. And this pattern exists in the way leaves are on trees and seeds and raspberries. This is how minute the detail that Alberto Alfonso got into. And he took that pattern of numbers and used it in the construction of the outside of the lodge. And when you look outside, it's covered by mirrors. And the patterns of how he laid out the windows on the outside falls into this particular numbers pattern that's found in nature. That's how detailed this thing is. It is, how else do you put it? It's a visual wonderland, inside and out. The connections to water, which obviously exists in this part of Florida, the infinity pool, which also blew us away. And I think infinity pools, you like showers. I love infinity pools. I think it's one of the coolest things that humans have created. You're going to, I'm sure, talk briefly about the indoor spa because it's like a grotto. It's underground. It is mind-boggling.
It is so great.
Go, Darren, go.
On our first trip, we didn't take part in the spa. We just kind of went down there and gave a brief tour and took a glimpse. And you and I spent some time there on the second trip and, a full afternoon, which was perfect after a round of golf. It's got multiple plunge tubs in there that are different temperatures. Some of them hot, some of them cold, some of them in between. Everything, you find the one that is just right for you. It's got this crazy power shower that is like dumping, I don't remember how many gallons of water on your head. And it's cold water. It's just this weird kind of sensory experience that both of us tried a couple times. And I mean, it's great for your neck and your shoulders. The massages are great. That whole area down there, I could spend an entire day there and just absolutely forget that there were golf outside. So, I mean, that part of it they've created, like you say, it's seamless. Everything there is seamless. And that's one of the things that they've really done a good job with these facilities is just an experience that moves you from one space to another in just really brilliant ways.
And I should have mentioned up top that the Mosaic Company, who really... the force behind Stream Song, they have gone so far above and beyond, as Darren says, when it comes to putting together this whole idea. It's something that all great destinations do, and they have done it to the nth degree. We're going to get into the rooms now because that's our kind of second thing on our five things we love about Stream Song. But I also want to mention there's 216 rooms in the lodge. And Darren, as you get into talking about the rooms, I also want to say that the clubhouse is another, the red and the blue clubhouse is a whole other portion of this. It was also designed by Alberto Alfonso, as was the black, and we'll talk about that a little bit, but there's 12 guest rooms above that clubhouse. So you got 216 rooms in the lodge, 12 above the clubhouse, which is separate. And, when you talk about rooms, we've stayed in a lot of great ones. I mean, really great ones. And I think both you and I agree that the rooms at the lodge at Stream Song, if you had to give us one choice of a room to stay at when we play golf and go somewhere, these rooms are at the top of the list.
Well, yeah, you're right. I mean, we haven't got a chance to stay above the clubhouse. I know people who have, and they say it's great, but I can't think of anywhere else that I would want to stay. I mean, Stream Song, I've said this before, I will say it again. It might be the best golf resort hotel in the country, maybe the world. It's certainly in the top five of any place I've ever stayed. They've just thought it out. I want to design a house that is exactly like the lodge rooms. and just live in them forever, because the rooms are perfect designs. So they've got space planning that they've done, especially the rooms that are double occupancy where you have two beds. They've divided them off with this kind of TV desk area that separates the sleeping area from the sitting area. The bathrooms are done perfectly. You've got a large walk-in shower. The toilet room's in a different room, but it's the little details in the rooms that really stand out. I know you absolutely love the mini library that is on the shelves, and the books are different, I think, in every room, where you get five or six, novels. Sometimes they're golf books, sometimes, all different types of books in case you're looking for something to do. You know, you can't sleep at night or you're looking for a way to wind down. There are little nooks and notches and countertops that are in all the right places. There's a little area to set your keys when you walk in the front door. There's a little kind of a bench that juts out from the desk that is perfect for sitting down to put your shoes on before you head out the door to golf. It's just one of those things that you can tell, as with the details in the resort, you can tell that in the rooms, they really thought this out in a way that they wanted to say, look, we want to anticipate everyone's needs. And they did just a fantastic job. The rooms are just simply outstanding. And then you've got the, big giant windows looking out over nature, as you talked about, overlooking the pool area, which is outstanding. It's just one of those places that I can't get enough of, and I wish every hotel at every destination club were exactly like Stream Song.
Well, the best way I can put it, I have an absolutely fabulous life, fantastic wife, great kids, Nikki, Toby, my grandson Levi, Colton, Tyler, dogs, cats, horses, live in Myrtle Beach, beautiful part. If I didn't have that, I would live at Stream Song Lodge. I would say, just give me that forever for the rest of my life. I don't know how else to put it. That's how great and how cool and how well thought out it is. So I agree with you. All right, let's move on to our next one. We could keep talking about the rooms, but every time we talk about them, I just keep wanting to be there tomorrow.
Exactly.
Tomorrow. All right, let's talk a little bit about something that you and I both love to talk about, especially you, the food. Because one of the other great things, you go to different destinations and they say, we have a couple of great restaurants, we have a great bar, and that's true. We've all been in them, we've talked about them before. But just like everything else at the lodge and around Stream Song, the food, the restaurants, the bars are extraordinary. Extraordinary, almost like a whole different level. Downstairs, the first restaurant that you come into contact with, I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, is P205. Am I right?
Yes. Right when you walk in the door.
Right. The first thing you see, first of all, when you walk in the lodge, it's just a kind of a stunning, you go, wow, holy cow. Then you turn to the right and there's P205. And we're going to give you a little hint. It took us a while to figure this out once we asked. But P205, and again, I thought this was incredibly cool, is the periodic table number and name for phosphate, which is, of course, what we were talking about.
So easy for you to say.
So P205, well, you've learned that already. People have learned something they didn't know on this podcast. P205, it's the chart element name and number for phosphate. Anyway, the restaurant's called P205. They have the restaurant 59, which is in the clubhouse, so separate. The upscale Sototerra, which means below ground, so you know where that is. Darren could talk for 20 minutes about the meatballs there, and he probably will.
One of the best meatballs you will ever eat. There's nothing like going and seeing a menu where one of the starters just says meatball. And it's right. Just this giant meatball. And I think we ate a couple of them, actually. We ordered one and then ordered another, if I remember.
It's all
just a meat-fueled haze from that meal at Sototerra, because it was great.
Well, I think they do that on purpose, and I think they laugh in the kitchen. They call it meatball, but they know you're going to have more than one. So it's actually meatballs, but they leave the S off. And then, of course, upstairs in the lodge on the sixth floor, which is the rooftop, call it what you will, is one of the really, really cool places you can hang. It's called Fragmentary Blue. Another tidbit. It was inspired by a Robert Frost poem. So they think of everything. You play golf, you get some poetry, you get all kinds of things. But Fragmentary Blue is just an incredibly cool spot. You're out on the deck. You are high above. You have a view pretty much of the entire property from up there. You also can look down on the pool. You got a drink in hand. You get unbelievable sunsets that you can watch. Most excellent.
Oh,
and,
man.
Yeah, Darren, go.
It's just a great spot. It's the hang spot. We talk about that at places we go. And being able to hang out up there at sunset with a group of friends and drinking and having fun. There's a reason why they built it the way they did up there. It's a great spot. Another great spot, though, down on the red and blue courses. They were actually building the halfway house when we were playing the black, so we haven't seen what they're going to do with that yet. But they are making homemade food at the red and the blue halfway houses. And the halfway houses are kind of hidden sometimes, so you got to make sure you stay on the lookout. One time when we weren't with a caddy, we almost missed one of them. Kind of tucked back into a corner. But I think one of them, it was homemade barbecue, and the other one was homemade tacos.
Yes.
So, I mean, just talk about just little things that make you want to go back. I mean, I would go back and play the red and the blue just to go eat at the halfway houses.
Well, you wouldn't play the red and the blue. You could just go to the halfway houses and do nothing else.
That's all I would do.
I will be playing. You can be eating. And just run me out some tacos and barbecue. That's
all right.
That's fine with me. They are incredibly cool. Here's another tip. Just make sure you have probably a couple of towels so you can dry your hands off, because you get to the next tee after that halfway house, and then the grip can be a little slippery. But it is fantastic food. You know, you and I talk about this all the time, and I know you've been thinking a lot relative to Pacific Gales. Of course, you've been kind of helping with, and these places have changed the entire nature of food out on the golf course.
Absolutely.
I mean, they really have. It used to be you'd go, okay, give me a hot dog and maybe a sandwich or a Mars bar if you're lucky. But this is a totally different experience. So, and I'm all for it. I know you are too. All right. The Black Clubhouse has, we're talking about food, the Bone Valley Tavern. And the Black Clubhouse, which is very low profile compared to the Lodge, but it's really a work of art all its own also. Very different, kind of on the sparse side, but very striking. And that, like the Lodge, you can see from all different vantage points on the Black as well. But that's another great spot to eat, the Bone Valley Tavern at the Black Clubhouse. And there we go. We've said those two words, the Black. And Darren, we're talking about Gil Hands. We're talking about one of the great, great architects and a grateful architect. I love reading about what he thought about doing the Black. And I couldn't have been happier that we got to experience it. It's a lot of different opinions about it. You and I both feel the same way. I know there's people that have their opinions like they do on every course at Stream Song. And the golf is a great, great talking controversy, this versus that. But bottom line is, what an incredible spot the Black is.
Oh, man. Even on our first visit, I felt like Stream Song was, an amazing place. But I also felt like the resort, for all the reasons we've mentioned so far, overshadowed the golf a little bit. Don't get me wrong, there are some extraordinary golf holes out on the Doak and the Core Crenshaw courses. Most notably, the three pars on each of those courses that share kind of the same basic piece of property around the water, the 7th on Doak's blue course and the 16th on Coren Crenshaw's red course, where if you've watched Vic and I on the YouTube, you see me almost make a monster putt on that Barrett's green on the 16th on the red. But for us...
Excuse me, that was me and you, not Vic and you.
Did I say Vic?
Yes.
Wow. That's a Freudian slip, isn't it?
Yeah.
But for us, the way we play, I mean, we're playing the Hickories. We're looking for playable golf. We're looking for fun golf, though, as well. There's something about the Gil Hance Black course that really just took Stream Song Golf to another level in our minds. The greens are just crazy fun. Humps, hollows, you name it, from the very first hole. I mean, you get up there in that first green, you're just looking at it going, wow, is this the way it's going to be? And, it is. That is exactly the way it's going to be through the whole round. And it's fun for that reason. There are some greens that are just ginormous. There's one, I think it's the eighth, before you get to the punch bowl that we're going to talk about, that feels like kind of just a huge flat green, but has like one hump in it. And, you know, there's a couple spots where you have to hit over these little humps. You know, you've got a pitch shot that you have to try to negotiate the humps. It's fun. And I don't know how else to say it. We overuse that word, it seems like, but there's not enough golf that's like this. And you've got the windmill that's visible from many holes as kind of a reference point as you're going around. And then you get to the halfway point, the punch bowl green on the par 4 ninth, which is actually right in front of the windmill. I could just play it over and over and over again. And you and I did one afternoon, Mitch, while we were shooting some video. It's a blind shot into this giant punch bowl green. The green itself, once you get in there, you can hit putts off of slopes and up and down and over humps. And it's just, it's a place I want to hang out sometime just for an entire day. I guess we'd have to buy out the course to do that, wouldn't we?
Yeah, I think we would. But you know what? Someday I'm going to get lottery tickets, and someday maybe we will. But I totally agree. I think, you know, a lot of the time, and I've talked to different people, and we always, you and I talk a lot about resort places that you may only get to play once. And there are some places that you go, man, I wish I had 15 tries at this before you really learn what the place is about. And I just realized this as I was talking about. You and I talk about Tobacco Road a lot, and the difference of opinion about Mike Strand's layout and the green complexes and the blind shots and different things, and how you got to play it a number of times, and the more you do, you fall in love with it. But the one thing about Mike Strand's philosophy, which I think, looking back, you got to take when you go to places like the Black, is a spirit of adventure.
Exactly.
And if you go in with that mindset as opposed to how low can I go or what can I shoot or whatever, and you keep the fun element in it, then that is a big, big reason why you will love a place like the Black, because it is really, really different.
Yeah, and you're going to remember, we've talked about this in the past, you know, so I'm a 13 handicap with the Hickories. You know, and I'm probably going to shoot in the 80s most cases. Unless I go super low, I'm not really going to remember what I scored on any given round of golf. But I'm going to remember specific shots. I'm always going to remember various holes, like the punch bowl and the shots I hit into there, or a putt that you made when I was at Gamble Sands with Joe Sass, who's going to be on an upcoming episode with us. I made a putt there that I'll never forget. But I don't remember what I shot that day.
Right.
And so those are the things that keep you coming back. Those are the things that live in your memory. And I think there's so many opportunities for that on the Black course. Even though I do think there might be a couple holes that are maybe too hard for the average player. And we're really into that right now, trying to just figure out, you know, where that fine line is between being really fun and really creative and maybe getting a little overzealous. But I don't think there are as many of those on the Black as you find on the other two courses. We talk a lot about Doak's par 3 16th that plays 205 yards uphill from the resort tees that most people just could never ever even just have a chance to reach the green on.
Right.
And even the ones that I think have tough shots on the Black are still very fun, interesting hole. The Chris Crossy par 5 4th, you've got to hit, you know, you got to figure out how to get in the fairway off the tee. Then at some point you have to negotiate this kind of up to a second level over this dune waste area, high grass thing. And, you know, you've got to decide, do you do that? Or do you make the leap early on with your second shot, or do you go all the way down the fairway and then try to do it on your third? And it's that decision-making in itself is a fun process, even though I think more often than not, the average guy's going to butcher that hole and probably put up a 7 or an 8.
Right. And another reason, parenthetically, to go with caddies.
Oh, sure.
I mean, yeah. You go out there and you try to play, especially a course like the, well, any of the three courses really by yourself, you're going to find that you've got things that make you go, what? But if you've got a caddy and you can talk and have the caddy say, okay, this is what you see and what you don't see and where you might want to play based on your game. We keep going back to that. What tees are you playing and all that. And then just go out and have fun and try to hit shots. It's what the game is about. Literally, it's what the game is about.
And hopefully a caddy would really help you on the on those greens too, because they will have seen the humps and the breaks and the slopes far more than you're ever going to. You know, everybody at StreamSong ranks them differently. For me and you, I think we're in agreement that we would, the black is what we would play most frequently. The red, Coren Crenshaw's course, would be next, and the blue for us is the last. But I'm reminded of something that Zach Blair said on a previous episode when we had him on, that even the what in your mind is the third best course at StreamSong would be the best course at most other places.
Right.
So I think that's kind of just one of those things. But for us, if I'm choosing, I'm going to try to play the black as many times as I possibly can, because I want to figure it out and I want to hit those shots and I want to just, I want to have the memories of it that we already have and that I want to go back and have more of.
Right. And I think, you know, this is any place that has multiple great courses, everybody talks about which course at Bandon do you like the best. Now you're getting into an area where people are talking about Cabot Links or Cabot Cliffs, which do you like the best? There's certainly tons of places where you've got multiple options. And now with three at StreamSong, this conversation is coming up a lot. We had it a lot when we came back after playing the black. I did online with various people. Somebody that we liked, we met in Cabot, you know, Tara Fleming, who's a great golfer, and we just had different ideas about, you know, courses at about the black and about playing the black, because it kind of got to a place where I said, okay, I think this is my favorite of the three courses now after playing it when we went back the last time. Tara couldn't stand it. She thought it was way too hard. She thought it was this and that. And you kind of go, cool. It's what the game is about. You know, it really is. Everybody's going to relate to something differently. I loved getting a chance to play the red and the blue again and see what I liked about both of them and what I wasn't crazy about for me and for my game. It has nothing to do with anybody else. I'll never say to somebody, how can you think that about a golf course? Ever. Ever, ever, ever. So the great thing about StreamSong, now we have these three choices, and the only way to do it is to go back and pretty much play it 100 times, I think.
I like that idea.
And also, I want to give a shout out, because the one another great thing that we had happen, and I've been having a running conversation with him about not only this but other places. When you and I went to play the black, we were a twosome. You'll remember this. And I went out and was kind of, I was wearing my kilt the day we played the black.
That's right.
That's right. And so I was out there in my kilt. Everybody's looking at you a little weird and people are kind of thinking, oh, great. Here's a guy with hickories and a kilt. And then just before we teed off, this guy comes up and he's on the putting green and he walks up to me and he looks at the kilt and he goes, that is so cool. I mean, just whoa. Then he saw the hickories. He flipped out even more, and it turned out that we had one of the best days you and I have had being paired with two people you never met, Bruce and Bruce, the Siskas. And Bruce and I, the younger, I call him Bruce the younger, have stayed and gotten to be really good friends, and it was a fantastic day and another reason why I will always remember StreamSong and what's great about the game. I think you and I both had a fantastic time playing with them, open, fun, everything else. So shout out to Bruce and Bruce, and hopefully we'll get to play a whole bunch of places again. What can we say, Darren? I think we pretty much said it all. Variety, that's the best golf destinations you can find. They're about variety. Golf, the more golf you can play, the better. Extra holes, they have the roundabout at the black, the challenge of playing each, the putting contests on the gauntlet. Do you remember that putt I made on you at the gauntlet?
I just, yes, I remember it.
I just thought I'd throw that in.
And I will say that that is the beauty of the gauntlet, you know, that there are some very, very fun putts out on the gauntlet. And when you want that one went in on you, you know, we were shooting video of various things we were doing that day, and for some reason did not have the camera rolling on the crazy snake that you made. And so I guess it didn't happen because it wasn't on video.
Yeah, you're really sorry about that. I know. I saw you turn your phone off when I was about to putt. You knew that was going in. That's really all there is to it. You can do all the other things that are there. We've talked about it. You know, play in the morning, give it a rest in the afternoon, pool, spa, massage, just chill. And we haven't even talked about trap shooting, which we did the first trip, bass fishing.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many things to do. One of the best golf resorts out there by far. Couples, friends, ladies, buddies trips, as well as obviously the hardcore of us out there who go and just play golf till we drop and then have fun in other ways. I also, Darren, I think you and I want to give a shout out to Scott Wilson and his team. Scott, the director of golf. You can find him at StreamSongDog on Instagram. I suggest you do that. And Scott, to you and your team and all the gang out there, what an unbelievable spot you have. You know we feel that way. Hopefully we'll get back again soon. Darren, couldn't really say enough about how great it is.
Oh, man, it's one of those things that now as more and more of these places get built around the country, you know, it started with Bandon. Now we've got Sand Valley in Wisconsin. We've got the Prairie Club in Nebraska. We got Stream Song down in Florida. Mossy Oak and Old Waverly is getting that kind of that feel in Mississippi. You got Forest Dunes now with the Loop up in Michigan. All these different places have kind of created a bucket list experience within a short drive or a short flight for almost everybody, no matter where you are in the country. And for that, we should be eternally grateful in what we call, you know, this golden renaissance of playable destination golf.
And I would have to obviously agree with you, and I think both of us agree that, and we'll be talking about this in our upcoming episode on Scottsdale, but the trend toward these kind of destinations and the variety that we've talked about, as well as shorter courses, as well as going to places and having the experiences that we've had at Winter Park and Goat Hill, which is not a short course, but kind of a really different place. Mountain Shadows, which we'll talk about. I think both ends of the spectrum are giving golfers everything we can handle and everything we want. And I agree with you, eternally grateful. Also grateful, of course, Darren, to the listeners. Couldn't do without you. Good segue. Drink. Follow us on social media. You can rate us on iTunes. That really helps us spread the word about the best in golf travel. Darren, aghast, talking about the memories. As always, I'll talk to you soon. Of course, the rest of you, here's the deal. The Mosaic Company had a dream, a big dream, and thankfully they fulfilled it for all of us. You have a dream too? Go out and get it. Run down that dream. We'll see you soon.